Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beit. Source of Mu'ad Lamino. Ve'eno Mu'ad L'sheino Mino. Mu'ad L'Adam. Ve'eno Mu'ad L'Behema. Mu'ad L'Ketanem. Ve'eno Mu'ad L'Gedoyla. Ese Mu'ad Lo Mishalim Nedek Sol. Ve'ese Eino Mu'ad Lo Mishalim Cheti Nedek. A sure that is a Mu'ad to its own type. Meaning that it has gored three other sore, but is not a mu'ad to other animals that are not its type, as when it sees other types of animals, it does not gore it. Or, if it's a mu'ad for people, it has gored three people, but the sore is not a mu'ad for behemoths. When it sees behemoths, it does not gore them. Or, if it's a mu'ad for small behemoths, it has gored three small behemoths, but it is not a mu'ad for big behemoths. When it sees big behemoths, it does not gore them. Then the din is, for the type of animal that it is a mu'ad to, it pays nezek shalem if it would go ahead and gore another one of these animals, or if it's a mu'ad for people, if it would go ahead and gore another person, the balam would pay nezek shalem. But if it would gore a type that it is not a mu'ad to, then the balam would pay a chati nezek, as for that type, it would still be considered a tam. Amru lefnei Rabbi Yehuda, ha'reisha haya mu'ad l'shabasos, ve'eino mu'ad l'chol. What would be the din, they asked Rabbi Yehuda, if a shor was a mu'ad for shabasos, as it gores people when it sees them on Shabbos, but it does not gore people when it sees them during the week? Amar lahem l'shabasos mishalim nezek shalim limos hachol mishalim chati nezek. Rabbi Yehuda responded, if it would go ahead and gore another person on Shabbos, the owner would pay nezek shalim, and if it would gore during the week, it would still be considered a tam, and the owner would pay chati nezek. Now, even though, as far as the shor is concerned, there is no difference between Shabbos and weekdays, so how is it possible that it would be a mu'ad only for Shabbos? The answer is that on Shabbos, since the shor does not have to do any malacha, as you are not allowed to work your shor on Shabbos, so therefore it goes ahead and gores in lieu of doing malacha. Another shot would be, since on Shabbos it sees that people are all dressed up, it doesn't recognize the people when they are dressed up for Shabbos, and it goes ahead and gores them on Shabbos, while during the week it does not gore the people that it recognizes. Emesai utam mishayachavo slosha yimei shabbosos. How does a shor, which is a mu'ad for shabbosos, become a tam? If, after three shabbosos, that it sees people and it does not gore them, it becomes a tam. And then, if after that it would go ahead and gore somebody on Shabbos, the owner would pay only chetzi nezek. Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Shor shel Yisrael shenagach shor shel hektis. Bishel hektis shenagach l'shor shel Yisrael. Pasuk. If a shor that belongs to Yisrael gores a shor that belongs to hektis, or vice versa, a shor that belongs to hektis gores a shor that belongs to Yisrael. In both cases, the balam are pater. In the first case, the balam is the Yisrael, and he would not have to pay hegdish for the damages that his shor caused. And in the second case, the balam is hegdish, and hegdish would have to pay the Yisrael for the damages that is caused to his shor. Shenema shoreehu below shor so hegdish. The pasuk says shoreehu, if somebody shor gores the shor of his friend, then the balam would have to pay, but not if his shor gored the shor that belongs to Hegdish. His Hegdish is not called Re'ehu, so therefore there would be no chiyuv to pay for the damages that is caused to Hegdish. So too, Hegdish would not have to pay for the damages that the shor of Hegdish caused to Yisrael. Shor shel Yisrael shel nagach l'shor shel nachri patur. If a shor that belongs to Yisrael gores a shor that belongs to a guy, then the Yisrael would be pater for paying for the damages that its shor caused, as the Torah is not mechayev the Yisrael to pay for damages that is caused to the property of a guy. B'shel nachri shenagach l'shor shel Yisrael, bein tam bein muad, misaleim nezek shalom. But if the shor that belongs to a guy would gore a shor that belongs to Yisro, then the guy would have to pay nezek shalom. Whether his shor is a tam or a mu'ud, it would not make a difference. He still would have to pay nezek shalom. And that, which the Torah differentiates between a tam and a mu'ud, that's only if a shor shall Yisro gore a shor of another Yisro. But if a shor of a guy gore the shor shall Yisro, even if the shor is a tam, the guy would have to pay nezek shalom.